we had Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns the sugya. Oichel kikar zeh, moichel zeh. So then, it has to be Adam Shavuos Mechayev that the first achila should be with awareness that you're making a shavua. Is not, and therefore, if the first one is b'shaygig, then there's no shvua. Whether it's the tanai or the iser, the p'tur of adam b'shvua. That's why the first member of achaz v'shayne b'shaygig shnei b'meizid yipater adam b'shvua. Hashem amazing. Shnei b'shaygi yichayev. Rashi learns talking about dafka. Rishayna is the tanai. You ate the tanai b'mezes. Now the shvuah is chal. Then you ate the iser b'shaygi. So now pasha shaygi on the shvuah. But if you ate the iser the shnei, which is the iser b'mezes. So even though there's no p'tur of adam b'shvua, then you ate the rishayna b'shaygig, which even though there is an element of shaygig, because the Issa came about b'shaygig, because he ate the tanai b'shaygig. Still, Rashi mechadash yipater, as Rashi says, that you need to be shkoga b'isser binon. And over here was heter. That's why Moshe had a question this morning. So in Taisa's case for Rashi, that if you ate one of them thinking it was the Tanai, but knowing that it's going to invoke a Shavua, and end up being the Isser, as Taisa says, there's no problem about the Shavua, because you know you're making a shvua, and yet it's considered shaygig because you thought you were eating the tanai, not the iser. So Moshe asks, the chayyur in that case also, if Rashi says the reason why when you ate the iser, the mezid, and then you ate the tanai b'shaygig, your potter is because it was heter, like Rashi and Ibn Alv says, and Rashi and Bey says, and the Pasuk says, Kisech the Bishkaga, over here, it was absolutely mutter to eat the Isser at that point. Some Kain, Lechayr, in Teresa's case, for Rashi, it should also be Potter. That was Moshe's Har this morning. Akapanim, that's Yitas Rashi in the Sugya. So we're not going back into all those, there's a few hiccups in Rashi, a few difficult, Rishonim in Rashi, which Rishonim have a hard time with. Al Kabanim, so Teresa says, Vamasha Pish, he answers his last question he brought in Rabbi Chanan, when Teresa Rashi's Ipcha, it means Ipatr, okay, I won't go back to that again. Vamasha Pish, Kuntris, Ben Shachal Isser, Rishonim. Teresa has a problem with Rashi. Okay, so he worked out all the minor details in Rashi, but Teresa has a problem with the Etzim Shita of Rashi. And what is that? He says, "Gabishigas atzma v'zodn chaverta." Sarach lefarish the chayiv lekoi el ashniyo mashm dechayat evayu. So here Tais has a problem because the Gemara on Beis, says the second part of the sugya. Tolan Zeb is So what's the case? You have two kickers in front of you. And you said the first one is also if he the second one, and the second one is also if he the first one. Tolan Zubazu, each you have a double, same case of Rab, but double. And then, so what does the sefer say over there? Zu bezod natsma shigas. Each one you ate bezod natsma shigas chaverta. What does that mean? That means when you ate the first one, you knew that it is the subject of the shvua, but you forgot that you were taila. Meaning you knew that this that you made a shvua that you're not going to eat this if you eat the second one. And that you remembered when you ate the first one, but you forgot. You forgot that the second kikar was taller than the first one. So you forgot that's also tonight. You knew there was this, so you forgot that tonight. And the second one, the same thing. And then you ate the second one. It was zod natsma. You knew that this is the subject of the shvua, but you forgot your shaygig in your shaygig. That it is going to ask the other one. No, is it saying the opposite? I'm sorry. Shigas atzma zon. Sorry. Shigas atzma zon chaverita. Shigas atzma zon chaverita. Right? Sorry. Shigas atzma zon chaverita. You forgot. Well, in the second case, you forgot that what you're eating is the iser, but you knew that it's gonna. Right? But you knew that it's gonna. But in which case this was? Shigas atzma zon chaverta, right? Okay. Shigas atzma zon chaverta. So you forgot that what you're eating is the subject of Yeshua, but you knew that it's going to answer the second one. Then we come to the second one. You forgot that itself is the subject of Yeshua, but you knew that it's going to answer the first one. So in that case, what does it say? You're chayiv. Now, says Rashi. So what does that mean? So it was shigas atzma zon chaver. So we ate the first one. You knew that the second one is going to become aser. Then you turned around and you ate the second one b'shaygig. So that's pashut. They chayiv for the second one. That's classic. It was the first one. It was eaten be shigas atzma and zon chaver. You knew that we ate the first one. You're asking the second one. Then we go ahead and eat the second one, b'shaygig. That's classic shvua, of course, yichayiv. Now, that's the gabi the second one. The gabi the first one, what happened over here? It was shigas atzma zon chaveray. So, and then you ate the second one, b'zodn. You ate the tonight, b'zodn. So what's it then? Firashi? Your potter on the first one. Why? On the first shvua, you potter. It was shigas atzmai. That means, it was mamish the case of achal, the iser. You ate the iser, b'shaygig, and the tanai, b'mezid. So what's it then? It's not out of mishua, you potter. Right? So according to Rashi, when it says that if you ate each one b'shigas atzma zon chaveray, that you're chayiv, according to Rashi, you're not chayiv both only on the second one. That's Rashi speaks out over there. Zu mishu zatz mizan chaverta chayev kshachu b'shayna hayishchuach shenishba aleha imyoichal chaverta. So gabe shvur di day lo karina beod mishvur kuyei b'shaygig. The first one was b'shaygig. It was b'shaygig. Kshachu shniyachu b'shichu zatzmai sheshakach shenishba aleha avazachu shenishba aleha b'shayna avachil shniya. Talos a chayev karmal shniya. Rashi says shari talos shvasai ala mitchilasai. Avar al shvasai shaygig. So in other words, the second kikar, where you when you ate the first kikar, you knew about the that you're gonna ask the second kikar. So fine, so you ask the second kikar. Now you ate b'shaygig chayev carbon. Amakas b'shayin alai shem etchilo lechol al shvua. Why is it not chal? Right, so you don't get Malchus on the first one. Why would you get Malchus on the first one? If the first rule was Chal, and then you ate the Tanai B'mezid, right? Then you should get Malchus. Says Rashi, no. Why don't you get Malchus? Because the Shvuah is not Chal. Since you ate the first one, B'shigas Atzmai, so it means the first Shvuah, the Shvuah in the first Kikar is not Chal. Because it's a problem of Meshvur. So even though you ate the second one b'mezid, the eighth tonight b'mezid, so what? The community of Meshvur. I'm sorry. The Chol of Shvur. Hilkach Leilaki. Hilkach Leilaki. The community of Bay. What?
The first one you're potter because you're about the Meshvur, you ate the night there.
The first one you're potter, the Shvur never started. It was all the Meshvur. It's the more basic Torah. When you ate the first one b'shaygi, yeah, and you ate the second one b'mezid, meaning you knowing that it's going to ask for the first one. So that's what it says it over here, in the first memra, v'shayin b'shayig v'shnei b'mezid. That's v'shayin b'shayig v'shnei b'mezid. V'shayin b'shayig v'shnei b'mezid is p'tur v'adim b'shvur. That's what Rashi says. But it comes out very awkward, Zaktaisvis. If you Rashi, it's not Geshmak. Because in that statement, it says, you ate each one, B'shigas Atz, B'zodn Chavrit, it says Yechayiv. Mashma is of Chayiv, is Mashma, Yechayiv by both. And according to Rashi, you only Chayiv in the second one. Because since you ate the first one, B'zodn Chavrit, so that's Mamish, the case of Rishayin, B'mez, Shnei, B'shaygig. Classic Rishayin, B'mez, Shnei, B'shaygig. You ate the first one, Lagabi, the second kikar. You knew that it was going to ask the second kikar. You knew that it was a tanai. Now you eat the second kikar b'shaygig. That's classic carbon. But Lagabi, the first kikar, you potter because it was shigas atzmai. And mele is the turbat mishvur. That's definitely not kishmak in the memra. It says chayiv. How do you know the only chayiv the second one and not on the first one? It's very, very misleading at best. So that day says that's everything else he sort of worked out, but that's the bottom line, the problem with Rashi. The Niril Farish, like Miftah Mishmad Mishvua, so Tosfos argues on the holy side of Rashi. When Rashi said that, whichever, that even if you eat the Issa first, B'shaygig, there's a Ptur Vod Mishvua, so Tosfos, like Miftah Mishmad Mishvua, El Al Tanai, L'chudei, Kishoich Le B'shaygig, Bein Betchil Bein Mesayif. Aval Yisrael Chashinon, the Mishas Achilas Hatanai, who the Chayla Shvua Alei, Hilchuk Binon Shloyehe Onas Ba. Tosfos argues fundamentally in Rashi, where Rashi says whichever one you eat first, that's called the Shas Chalais Shvua, and in the Deptur of Adam Shvua is calling the first Achila, whether it's the Tanai or the Yisr. Tosfos says no, the Din of Adam Shvua Kipshutai is Talay in the Shas Chalais HaShvua. When is Shas Chalais HaShvua? Boaz? When you eat the Tanai. No. When you eat the Tanai. When you eat the Tanai is what makes the Shvua Chal. So Mela, so depending on your mindset, B'Shas Achilas HaTanai, whether it was first or second, it's irrelevant. If it was shaygig then, and you didn't realize by eating the Tanai you invoke a Shvua, then there's a Ptur of Adam B'Shvua. If you were mazed, then there's no Ptur of Adam B'Shvua. That's where Adam B'Shvua starts and finishes. So Meila, Vayishal Tanai Kari Rishayna, Kibishal Kondris. So he goes along with Rashi in the reading of the words Rishayna and Shnia. That Rishayna means the Tanai, like Rashi says, because that's like the Rosh explained, because that's what makes the Lamaisa what makes the Shvua Bechal, so that's called Rishayna. V'adikama Rishayna b'shaygig, Rishayna b'meizit pater. So according to Taisvis, it says Rishayna b'shaygig, Rishayna b'meizit is pater. Lav dafka nokar hachi duadin Rishayna b'meizit. Pchila, kedepricious. Lechayla shmuolei klal kimech eichol shel tnai b'shaygig. So let's say you ate. The shnia. This is where we argue the Rashi. We ate the shnia b'shaygig first. Meaning you ate the issa b'shaygig first, and then you ate the tnai b'mezid. So according to Rashi, what's it then? Boaz?
You're
potter, because on Bishwa. And according to Taisis, you're Michayev, because the Tanai, although you ate it second, but since you ate the Tanai, b'mezid, so there's no Ptur about Bishwa. Okay? So when Rava says, Achas Rishayin b'shaygig, Vashnir b'mezid, I'm sorry, when Rava says Rishayna b'shaygig, Rishayna b'mezid yipater, so who adin Shnia b'mezid, I'm sorry, Shnia b'mezid tchila, Shnia b'mezid tchila, if you ate the second that iser b'mezid and then you ate the tanai b'shaygig, you're going to be pater. Here Tysus comes out a chumra, right? Here, Tais has a chumra over Rashi. According to Rashi, if you ate the Isser b'mezid and the Tanai b'shaygig, what's the deal for Rashi? There's no Ptur about b'shvua, right? Ma'aseh can be potter for a different reason, but there is a shvua though. You're gonna get punished. You're over on your shvua. If you rash is a shvua, like the Tosfos Rosh says, if you ate the iser b'mezid and the tnai b'shaygig, what's the deal if you rashi? You're over on your shvua. There's no carbon for whatever reason, but you're over on your shvua, and you get punished for that. If you ate the Isser b'mezid and Tanai b'shaygig, what's the din? What's the din, Boaz?
Say it again.
You ate the Isser b'mezid and the Tanai b'shaygig, what's the din if you taisvis?
Hi.
Boaz, okay. I'm just going to stop asking you. Then you're potter, because if there's Adam, Torah Adam b'shvua. Because according to Taisvis, Adam B'Shua is totally in Achila Satanai. And since Achila Satanai was B'Shaygig, Mamela, Yipater, it's not a Shvua B'Chal. Okay. About the Kamar Nami, B'Shaim B'Mezin, U'Shni B'Shaygig Chayiv, when it says Rishayin b'meizid, Rishniya b'shaygig, means he ate the Tanai b'meizid, and he ate the Isser b'shaygig, and there Yivad Yechayev, Slav Dafka Rishayin b'meizid, Tchila. Do I then Shniya b'shaygig, Tchila? Right, what's it then? If you ate the Shniya B'shaygig t'chila, it says, Rishayim b'meizid. Okay, you ate the Tanai b'meizid and the Shnir and the Isser b'shayig. The Chayev classic. Now, sometimes lav dafka Rishayim b'meizid tchila. When it says if you eat the meizid, you eat the Tanai b'meizid. So what's it then? Then the Shvuah is chal. But even though in the Gemara it might be mashma that it's dafka when you ate the Tanai b'meizid first, so Taisa is not true, because even if you ate the Isser b'shoigig first, this is the other case where Rashi and Taisa argue. We ate the Isser b'shoigig first, and then you ate the Tanai b'meizid. So what's the din for Taisa? There's no problem with Adam b'shvua. That means it was Adam b'shvua. Right, so Shvuah is chal, and he ate Issa b'shaygig, so he chayiv. According to Rashi, there's other Shvuah in that case, because when you ate the Issa b'shaygig, nothing was chal. According to Issa, you ate Issa b'shaygig first, but since at the end of the day you ate the Tanai b'meizid, there's no problem about the Shvuah. But eventually, Ezach b'shash achal b'shayna, b'meizid shekvar ocha shniya. Shemai zacher imkei lav shabim diasehu. Shei b'meizid hevi atzma de yisr. Zok to Yisvis, even though I tell you, Rabbi Yisai, if you ate the yisr b'shaigig, and then you ate the tanai b'meizid, knowing that it's going to cause a shvua. So, whereas according to Rashi, there's a p'tur of Adam b'shvua, according to Taiz, there's no p'tur of Adam b'shvua. If you ate the Isser b'shoigig and the Tanai b'meizid, you just give up. If you ate the Tanai b'meizid, you chayev a carbon. So, Taiz is not always. There's one scenario where he'll agree that there's no carbon. And what is that? If when you ate the Tanai b'meizid, after you ate the Issa b'shaigig, at that point you remembered that you ate the Issa. That means when you, and knowing that you ate the Issa b'shaigig, albeit b'shaigig, you're going ahead and you're eating the Tanai. So what does Taisa say? You're potter in carbon. Why? Because not shavim the asai. Shavim meizid hevi atzma de yisr. Because if you know that by eating the tanai, you are invoking the shvuah, and thereby l'mafreya. And you know you ate it. And you know that by eating the Tanai, I'm making myself be Oyver Nisser, albeit B'shaigig, but I know that I'm making myself be Oyver Nisser, so then it's not, then it's called not Shabbat Yassai. There's a Ptur of Karbon, because not Shabbat Yassai. Because there's a Mazid over here.
So there's any Mazid Bechlal, so we'll say,
because we see that you're willing to do b'meizid. B'meizid, you're going ahead and you're making yourself being oyver nisr b'shaigig, right? So meila, that's not shabbat yasai. So then we see that. Then we say, and as the chari means is we say that even when you ate a b'shaigig, you would have eaten it anyway. That's what Isaac said. Inami, I feel zacher. One second. Inami, I feel zacher. Chosh shabbat yasai. What Tai is saying is, if you're willing to say, to eat the Tanai, yeah, knowing that's going to make you an Isser, so what are you telling me? You were shaking an Isser, you wouldn't have eaten it, yeah? You're shaking this, you wouldn't have eaten it. But it's not true, you see, the guy would have eaten it.
So
he's not shaking, he's amazing.
It's a riot to that.
Yes, it's a riot. It's a riot to what he would have done then. And that's what Taisa says. Now, Inami, maybe not. Inami, afilu zachar. Even if he remembers when he's eating the Tanai, he remembers that he ate already ate the Issa B'shaikig, maybe he'll still be chayav a carbon. Why? Still kuchashim dasa. The chamrele linish, tfei, achilas iser, mena Tanai, kinom perak bezit in darim, kilazar b'tanai, hava b'surim, b'surim, mizer. Yeah? So Tais is far to say that by virtue of the fact that he ate the Tanai, b'mezid, knowing full well that he already ate the Isser b'shaigig, the fact that he's willing to do that doesn't necessarily mean that when he has mamish the Isser in front of him, he would eat it. Why? Because Sakasai people view more leniently Achilas HaTanai than Achilas HaIsser. So Meila, he doesn't feel like his mamish being Oiv and Isser. Right? Because it's Achilas HaTanai, not Achilas HaIsser. So psychologically, people look at it with more leniency. And Meila, like, it's not a riot, like Yossi said. They ate the Tanai b'mezid, knowing that he already ate the Issa b'shaigig, so that shows that this guy is an avarian. And he would eat it anyway. Lav dafka, the fact that he would eat the Tanai b'mezid does not necessarily mean that he would go and eat the Issa straight up b'mezid. Okay, that's the debate in Taisus. Agaponim, but that's Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisus. That what's kaveya adam b'shvuah? What's kaveya adam b'shvuah? Achilas HaTanai? Whether it's first or second, what's kaveya adam b'shvuah is the achilas of the first one, whether it's the Tanai or the Isser. Fishu dezu yesh faras asuya. Fine. Pchei mash b'nachmish b'nachananu. The chaylois hashvuah toloi. Achilas HaTanai. Elo, the Kari Lisser Shaina, the Garis Ipcha. So, the Ben Chanano basically works with this idea, except there's a technical difference between Taiz and Ben Chanano. What are you calling Rishaina? What are you calling Shnia? The Kari Lisser Rishaina. Taiz calls the like Rashi, the Rishaina is the Tanai. Taiz calls the Rishaina is the Isser. Megaris ipcha rishayin b'shaigig rishniya b'mezid chayiv da'inu. If you ate the iser b'shaigig and then you ate the Tanai, which is the shniya b'mezid, so you chayiv. Why? Because it was adam b'shvua b'shas achilas hashniya, which is the Tanai. And he ate the first one b'shaigig. That's classic carb b'shaigig. Rishayna b'mezid. Dainu. He ate iser b'mezid. Rishniya b'shaigig. Potter. Why? Why potter? Because it's not on b'shvua. Shniya b'shaigig. Shniya is the Tanai. He ate the Tanai b'shaigig. So it's not on b'shvua. B'kar l'sir shayna l'fish maskir etchila. So where Taisus and Rashi call the Tanai b'shayna, like the Rosh explained, because it's a Tanai which is first, meaning it's a chil's a Tanai which makes the Isser. So that's why the Tanai is called b'shayna. Rabbi Chal says that Tanai is called Rishayna because this is called Rishayna. You said Shvush like Aichel Zeh, Aichel Zeh. In your Dibur, what came first was the Isser. Aichel Zu, Aichel Zu. Vald Rakin Shteim B'Shaigig. Vayitzrich El Mishum, the Bar Lemisni, Shteim B'Mezid. Vald Rakin B'Saif, Achle Tanai, Vald Achle Isuri. Utchil Nakam Vash Rishayna, Ushniel. So Taisus says there's a bit of a problem, and that is in the Hemshuch of Rava's Memra, what do you say? Shteim b'shaigig pater. Okay, the Shteim b'shaigig That's not a chiddush, right? Because if because here both the Tanai and the Isser are b'shoigig, so the man of shach is a p'tur of Adam Mishvur, right? Whether Adam Mishvur is telling the first one, or Adam Mishvur is telling the second, or it's telling in the first one, or it's telling in the Tanai, either way, over here, both the Tanai and the first one are b'shoigig. So Mel Adam Mishvur, so he says that in Rava's whole series of events over here, this is not important. This is pashut. Now we go on to the next case. Shneim b'meizid. Shneim b'meizid. So all of a sudden over here, we say, also reminded ourselves that one of them is a Tanai and one is the Isser. Even until now, we went by code. Till now, we had a code name for Isser and a code name for Tanai. Bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Taisus. Lefi Rashi, Rishayna is the code name for Tanai. For Menachananol, Rishayna is the code name for Isser. All of a sudden, we come to Shnei B'mezid, then also remind ourselves that each one has its own identity. It's not just numbers. That we say, Achlel Tanai, V'hod Achlel Yisura, then, obviously, Chayiv. That's Pashit, classic Malkus, B'mezid. Achlel Yisura, V'hod Achlel Tanai, it's book to be Echim Shlokish. Mandamar Asra Sopik Shma Asra Chayim Mandamar Lav Shma Asra Potter. Let's just see the Rashi's ready for seeing the Gemara. Shnei B'meizid Ochle Tanayim Ad Ochle Yisur Chayim Malkush Harei Bachil Rishayna Zohar Hoya Shvasai B'chol HaShvua Olav. There's no Ptur Vodim B'Shvua Bachil Rishayna Lesa B'Shnil K'shal K'shnil Yisra Boy Asra Asra Vaday Al Taichol Sharei Nishbalev Nasra. That's Mamish classical Shua that was chal because of the Tanai. Now he's over on the Isser. He ate the Isser second. Classic Malkus. But if you ate the Isser first, then you ate the Tanai. Put the Rechem Shlokish. You flink by Shra Safik Parakama. By Nami Shra Safik. That Shra Bashas Achilas Isser beinon. Then Kanela Shra Safik. Al Techlanu Shema Techla as a Shnia. The nimtz is Iver Alzel Mafreya. In Yisrubai, Meshas Achilas Hashnia, Al Taichal. So again, so you ate the Isser first, the Mezid. So potentially, your Iver Isser, that's punishable by Malkus. If you're going to go eat the Tanai, the Mafreya, what you ate was Aser. Problem is, we don't know if you're going to eat the Tanai or not. So therefore, it's a Sarah Sofik. Says Rashi. So fine. That's why you can't the Firish Law, because you can't give Malka, you can't give Masra B'shas Achil Rishayna, which is the answer. But why can't you give Malka's B'shas Achil Rishniya? B'shas Achil Rishniya, that's when there is not a Sofik anymore. There is not a Sofik anymore. Because if you ate the first one Mezid, now you eat the second Mezid, so now. Now, they eat in the second one Tanai, b'meizid, you are making yourself be oyev mafreya, b'meizid. So Rashi, that's not a problem. Sharei at oyev sharei mafreya, Rabbi Shishor says vadehi ein asra she malchus bo el achilazu. So Rashi says that's not a that you need asra by the iser. You need asra by the iser. The iser is by the achil rishayna. The chil is iser. The chil of Tanai, even though I day this, you're going to be over. But Asra has to be on the mice iser. The mice iser is the first one, not the second one. Smell's not shaykh Asra. Okay, the Chayim asks from the Gemara Ksubas Lama Gimel, talks about Asra by Mzaimim, that over there is Mavur, that if you master Mzaimim after they were made, where they could be chayzer. So, it could be chayze. It's mashma is shaykh asra. So the Chayim asked that you see maybe from there that shaykh asra, even not by the ma'is iser. Okay, that's a kasha. But come on, that's Rashi says it. Now back to Taisus. So Smell, what's his problem with this? There's a very simple problem that if the first part of Rav's statement, we're referring to Achila of the Isser and the Achila of the Tanai by Rishon Hasheni, whether it's Rashi and Taisus or it's Rabbeinu Chananel, and then when we come to Shnei Mezid, all of a sudden we talk about Achila's Isser versus Achila of the Tanai. So that's a bit of a problem. So he says, "Loy dog." It's also a bit of an annoyance, a nuisance. That it's a bit of a problem with Rashi. Okay, the guy says, "No. Nish does a gefelach. He's willing to ride with it." Now, this is all Rashi mechnal. Rabbi Tam mifarsh on one hand like Rashi, and on one hand not like Rashi. Rabbi Tam mifarsh kibush kuntris. The Achilas Maisa Harishain Tali Chaylas Ashur Ben Shal Tanai Ben Shal Iser Im Oich Lot Chila B'Shaygig Lekrim Ad Meshvua and the Eid B'Meizid is Ad Meshvua. So far, exactly like Rashi. Elosh and Mefarish Ben Tam the Oisish Oich Lot Chila Kori Rishain Ben Shal Tanai Ben Shal Iser V'Shal B'Saif Kori Shnia. So Rabbi Tam has a different definition of what's Rishayna and Shnia. If Rashi, Rishayna is Tanai, Shnia is Isser. If Rabbeinu Chananel, Rishayna is Isser, Shnia is Tanai. If Rabbeinu Tam, Rishayna and Shnia is Kipshutai, whichever you eat first or whichever you eat second. Whatever you eat first is Rishayna. Makes sense. Whatever you eat second, the Shnia. Regardless whether it's the Isser or the Tanai. So how does that work out? So first of all, what we gain with this is that when it comes to Shnei Mezid, we can't use code. Because by Shnei Mezid, it's important which is the Tanai. And which is the Isser? And according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no code. One and two means what you ate first and what you ate second. So, Benegeya, the first two cases of Rava, it doesn't make a difference. Mashenkin over there, by Shnei Meis, it makes a difference which is first, which is second. Therefore, we have to go and explain what is the Tanai and what is the Isser. One second. So that answers that.
He holds that it's
Tali in the Tanai,
not
in the Achil Rishayna. No, he holds that Rashi is Tali in the Achil Rishayna. The Chalos HaShvo is Tali in the Achil Rishayna.
So what does it do with the second case?
We're going to get there in a minute. On a base or on a malif?
Wow.
Okay, so I didn't discuss that yet. First, I just said what Taisus says. That fee him when we come to on a base, but Shnei Bemezid, and the Gemara starts talking about the Tanai and the Isser, we understand why Gemara talking about Tanai and Isser, because till now, we weren't talking about Tanai and Isser. One and two men, we eat first, we eat second, whether it's Isser or Tanai.
Okay.
Now, Let's go back to the first statement of Rav, which Taisus doesn't speak at, right? That's what I'm saying now. Doc Taisus. Ukshachot chil b'meizid, ha'isser, v'achakach ha'tanai b'shaigi. Is this your question, Maishi? Is what Taisus is about to say now, that your question? What's the second statement of Rava? So again, Achaz Rishayin B'Shayeg Rishayin B'Meizid, that's Pashit. Maishi. Boaz. Achaz Rishayin B'Shayeg V'Ashnei B'Meizid Potter. Why Potter? Fir Ben Tam?
Rashi.
Fir Ben Tam. Why Potter? Why? Because Adam B'Shvua. Because the first one, I don't care what it is, right? For Shaina, care if it's the Tanai or the Isser, Achav shayin b'shaygig, shib meizid yipata, why yipata from anything? Adam b'shvua. Classic. Now, rishayin b'meizid, ushni b'shaygig chayiv. So, what does it mean? What does rishayin mean? What?
Whichever one you do.
That means, both of you ate the tanai. Or you ate the iser. B'meizid. And then you eat the other one, b'shoigig, you chayev a carbon. What does that mean? So let's analyze that. If you ate the tanai, if the first one was the tanai, b'meizid, and you ate the iser b'shoigig, that's pashit, you chayev a carbon. Moshe's question is, what happens if, but the rishayna could also mean the iser. Right? So let's plug that in. Rishayin b'meizid, you ate the iser b'meizid, v'shniya, you ate the tanai b'shoigig, yichayev a carbon. Right? Frek Moshe, why yichayev a carbon? You ate the iser b'meizid. I believe that's Moshe's question. Is that correct? Good. Zok Tosfos. Says Taisvis, if you ate the Isser b'meizid, yeah, knowing that it's the subject of your Shvua, and then you ate the Tanai b'shoigig, you chayev a carbon. Says Taisis, why? Because you don't need shoigig b'shas achilas iser. You need shoigig b'shah when you're over on the shvuah. Because when you ate the iser b'meizid, so far so good. You didn't do anything wrong, right? Nothing wrong with eating the iser. What's wrong with eating the? When is there a problem that you ate the iser? When you eat the tanai, now l'mafreya, what's happening? L'mafreya, by eating the tanai, you're making that when you ate this, it was an iser, because now you're makayim the tanai. So now by eating the second one, you are invoking the shvua, and now you are making that what you did before was aser. Yeah, Maishi? And you're doing that b'shaygig. So that means, so in a way, you are being over this, the b'shaygig. When are you over the shvua? When are you over on the shvua? Not when you ate it, you're over the shvua. What makes you be over the shvua? It's achilas atanai, which makes you be over on the shvua. So when I ate the tanai b'shaygig, that means, in a sense, I was over on my shvua b'shaygig. I was over on my shvua b'shoigig. I didn't eat the kikar that's the subject of my shvua b'shoigig, but I was over on my shvua. I was over on my shvua b'shoigig. I was over on my shvua b'shoigig. Since I ate the tanai b'shoigig, and eating the tanai makes me be over my shvua. So I ate b'shoigig, then that's called shoigig. I was over my shvua b'shoigig, for that I'm chayev a carbon. Why is Malchus different? It's a good question. Why is Malchus different? Meaning that what? So first of all, well, first of all, that could be the din hasra. Hasra.
Well, the
Malchus part
is the second
that he had the last year. What? No.
Still for the Isra.
Again, wait. It's a very good question you're asking, but it could be It's similar to the Ramban's question on the Balmar, but no one saw that, obviously. But you have to mechalg, I guess, between whether we're defining your action, your aveir as a shaygig, so that as long as when I'm being over, it's a shaygig. So that means it's considered I'm being over shaygig. Yeah, I'm not over mez. I'm being over shaygig. I'm being over this b'shaygig. When you're over this b'shaygig, then you bring a carbon for that. But when they were both b'mezid, right? Even though I'm being over on the iser b'shas the second achila, right? But the ma'isa iser, the ma'isa that I'm chayiv for, we're not saying that you chayiv for the second achila. For the chilas of tonight, we're not saying that. We'll see in the Balmar, maybe there is something more like that. We're not saying that. Yichayev avada, the ma'isa iser the yoyver is the chilas iser. So that's the ma'isa iser. The ma'isa iser, yeah, is the chilas iser. One second. The ma'isa iser is the chilas iser. The tonight is what just injects an inyan of shaygig. The tonight just makes it that I'm over on my iser the shaygig. Yeah, Mashenke Malkus. Malkus hasra, you need hasra on the mice iser. And the mice iser is the first kikar, not the second kikar. I'm over it when I eat the second kikar. But the mice iser that I'm getting petch for is the first kikar, ultimately. So, but legabe shaygig, since I'm over b'shas achil second, it's achil b'shaygig. So I'm chayav. It makes it that the iser that I'm being over is b'shaygig. So the iser being over is b'shaygig. I'm chayav a karm for that. Hashengin over there, the hasra has to be on the ma'aseh iser. That's what chayav achil
k'vitayis. So chayav ma'aseh, chayav karm different things. Chiyav
karmen
is from being over.
No, the chiyav karmen is also. Wait. No, I didn't say the chiyav karmen for eating the second. I didn't say the chiyav karmen is for eating the second one. I didn't say that.
It's being over this.
I didn't say that.
It's being over this.
That's when he's being over this, sir. L'mafreya. But avad the chiyav karmen is also for the achilas iser. The question is, your aveira. Yeah, your aveiro is. Do we qualify you as an avarian b'meizu or you're b'shaygig? I was over the aveiro b'shaygig. So meila, I mean carbon. I was over the aveiro b'shaygig. But the vada the ma'is issa was then. I'm not saying that the ma'is is different b'shaygig b'meizin. Avada the ma'is issa is eating the first kikar. But legabe, do we look at you? Are you a shaygig or a mezid? The ma'aser, you're a shaygig in being over this, sir. Hashenkin Malkus needs the Malkus has to be in the ma'aser. Now, so it's interesting. So again, so we have a machlokes Rashi and Tam. Yeah, what's it then? If he ate the iser, Rabbi Yisai, he ate the iser b'mezid. And then he ate the Tanai B'shaygig. So if you're Ben Tam, he's Chayav Karben. If you're Rashi, he's Patan Karben. Now, in the Ramban, it's very interesting. The Ramban, in the Chedushim, agrees to the Ben Tam, they Chayav Karben in this case. He agrees to Ben Tam, Chayav Karben in this case. But, when it comes to the Baal Mar, he trashes the Baal Mar. Kedarkai. So even though he holds a Gemara Tam, so what's going on over here? So what does the Baal Mara say? What does the Baal Mara also says, like a Gemara Tam, that you chayev a carbon. Yeah? If you ate the Isser B'mezid and the Tanai B'shaygi, Baal Mara. But so let's look at the Baal Mar and see the way he explains it, and what irks the Mechamis, the Ramban, with that. But and let's look at the Chedushim when he explains the Baal Tam, and he says a whole different Svar. So in other words, he agrees with the Halacha, He just doesn't like the lumpness of the Baal Amar. What does Baal Amar say? Rishayin b'meizid, u'shniya b'shayig, chayiv karbin. Yeah? Kol dihi rishayina b'meizid, v'chol dihi u'shniya b'shayig. Either way, again, like a brand time, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Issa first, whether it's the Tanai first. He said, "Loim by shayig b'iser b'achrayin, ashu chayiv karbin." That's classic, right? The first one, the Tanai was b'meizid, and Issa was b'shayig, the classic carbon. Elafilu shogu b'tanai b'achrayinu, dainu yet Issa b'meizid, and the Tanai b'shayig. Kivon, oh, shavoyin ha-shvua. So here's, this is more like Nusach Yossi. Kivon, shavoyin ha-shvua nigba b'achrayinu. Also lo shigasa izeh l'schayim karben al Issa rishayinu. Afi shayis amazed. Meshen kavana shal rishayinu nigmar el b'achrayinu. Mefikach also shigasa izu shabachrayinu l'schayim karben al rishayinu. So he says that the Gemar is Achilas Atanai. Avoin Hashvua, yeah, Nigmar Bachraina. So Meil, if the Avoin Hashvua is Nigmar Bachraina, and which is the Tanai, which is in this case the Tanai. So Meil, because without, if you didn't eat the Tanai, you're not going to be over anything, right? So Gemar Shvua is Nigmar. Avoin Hashvua is Nigmar with the Achilas Shni, which is the Tanai. So Meila, if we show you go over there, so then that's enough to make it considered that the Avoin Hashvua is B'shaygi. Mashen Kain. Yeah. So that's why it doesn't make, that's why it's okay. That's why you
Yichai. Rabbi says, he's saying the second one is where the Avoin is.
Well, his lashon is Havayin Hashvua Nigmar.
He says that the
problem
is because of the
first one,
the
Issa. Havayin Hashvua is Nigmar Achrayna. Also, Shigas Izul is Chayiv Karmel Issa Rishayna. Ap Yishayis B'meizid. Mifnei She'en Kavana Shal Rishayin Nigmar El Bachrayna. I think also Shigas Izul Shal Bachrayna is Chayiv. Even though he ate the first one Meizid, but Meis says it's not Nigmar until he eat the whole thing.
I'm saying the Kav is still coming for the Issa Rishayna.
Also, not only, he's saying Avoyin Hashvua Nigmar, right?
So for B'mezid, you could warn him for the second?
Oh, one second. Whereas, no. In fact, the Ramban, very good. Yesh Adaktik, Midvarov. Sharei Malkus Amru Achla Isurei, Bod Achla Tanai Potter. Shefsh Lechai Malkus. Lo'emina Kimich Ein Atten. Shein Atin Nigmar Ela Bachroina Chayv LeMalkus Loim Is Chayv LeCarbon. So Mamish, right? That Boaz Mechavim to Ramban, and this is better than what Yossi asked before in Taisvus. In other words, we want to know what's the difference between carbon, where we say that even though you ate the Issa B'mezit, you ate the Tanai. B'shayig, it's called shayig, and the Baal Mar says because that Avoyin Hashvua is nigmar with the achil of the Tanai. So if we take those words literally, says the Ramban in Cain. So when the shneim b'mezid, why is the problem of asar safik? Hare, if the gemar of the iser is the Tanai, so just like by shayig we say if the gemar was b'shayig, it's considered Shaygig, and you chayv a carbon. So too, you should be able to be master him b'shas the gemar. The idea of the tanai, the achila of tanai is a gemar of the iser. If you take the Baal Mar literally. Right? Knows what I told Yossi. What I mean? Over there, the Maisa is just the first one, and this is just the Tanai, and therefore it could be kaveya that you over b'shaygig, right? Because that's when you're over, yeah. Hashenko over there is the Maisa, but the Ramban, at least b'das Balamar, is not willing to say that because he's harping on the lashon of the Baal Amar, which is that the gemar of the avoyin of the shvuah is the achilas atanai. So if it's the gemar of the avoyin of shvuah, the male says the Ramban. In that case, then you should be able to be master then also. Now, when we look at the chedush Ramban, when he agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, Grady seems to be saying different than we have in Taisus anyway. He'll say things a third Havana. Again, the shita that we're handling over here is if you ate the Isser b'mezid and the Tanai b'shoigig, then you're going to be chayiv a carbon. Not like Rashi. Says the Ramban. You have to listen to the carefully, everybody say. Why are you chayiv a carbon if you ate the first one b'mezid and the second one b'shoigig? So right, so Rabbeinu Tam said because it's telling when are you over in the Shavuah? You're over in the Shavuah b'shaygig. When are you over in the Shavuah? We eat it tonight. That's when it makes the whole thing a problem. So that's b'shaygig. The Baal Mar said that the gemar of the avayin is b'achilas at tonight. The Ramban says a third havana. Says the Ramban. Everyone speaks of that, right? That's Pashv. You eat the Tanai b'mezid, the Isser b'shaygig, that's classic shaygig. Ochal Isser b'mezid, Rishay nami chayiv. Mishum, that b'hu shayita yoda, the chayil Isser shvua, v'ochalei, v'shaygig hu. V'shaygig hu. Why is he shaygig? Not because he ate the Tanai b'shaygig. He's shaygig hu. She'ein e'sav v'lechaz ha'shniya. Why is he shaygig, says Ramban? Because when he ate the Isser, he wasn't planning on eating the Tanai. After he forgot, right? He wasn't planning on eating the Tanai. When he ate the Isser, was he planning on eating the Tanai? No. Hilkoch, ha'hu zodin, the Rishayna Shkagihi L'inyan Isser. So even though he's a Zadain in the Shvua, he knows that he is invoking the Shvua with this, but L'gabi the Isser, he's Shagig. He's Zadain the Shvua, Shideish Isser Shvua Chalala. Choch L'shnihu Tanai Igoi Milsa the B'shas Achila Rishayna Asur HaYisrael. He knows that what he's doing now could potentially be an Isser. V'hu ha'isava shimuteres. Hilkachayev carbon. The yog sh'achas v'shayna sh'nish v'olav el shusava shimuteres loy. The man, Grash, tells Sut that did Eimer Mutter. It's Eimer Mutter. Why? He thinks that what he's doing is Mutter. Because he thinks he's not going to eat it tonight. So he thinks that what he's doing is Mutter. It turns out, L'mafreya. Turns out Mafreya, what he's eating is Aser. Because he ate the Tanai and Mafreya was Aser. Says Ramban, this classic Shaygig. Ayim Mutan Kaltar Kula is Shaygig, Chayiv Karmen. So when he ate the Iser, he thinks it's Mutter. He was wrong. He was dead wrong. He thinks it's mutter because he wasn't planning on eating the Tanai. So he wasn't planning on being Mekayim the Tanai that Mafreya was Aser. It ended up that it was Aser, because then Mafreya was Aser. I'm a mutter. Oh, but if he's there, it's very gishmak. Rash l'shitasai. So Rash l'shitasai could not have learned this. Good, it could be Rashi's teretz of it that's hetter. Anyway, you can't learn this. that Rashi is tossing Shabbos. That says, Rashi says, what's the name of Ayin Mutter by Shvua? Is the Torah about Mishvua? Ayin Mutter. Rashi and Shabbos. I got some cobwebs over there. And we're in the sugya of Adam Mishvua. So we had a Rashi and Shabbos. Samach test that says that Ayin Mutter. Rashi says, the Torah of Mishvah to Aynis, Rashi says. Ein lecha Aynis God l'mizu, Rashi said. Well, Rashi says that the Torah of Mishvah. So, the Ramban's explanation why Achas as a Isser b'meizid, was a Tanai b'shaigig, a Yichai b'karbim, because you are a shaigig mamish. That's the beauty of the Ramban. You're a shaigig in the So it happens to be that Rashi could not subscribe to that. Because Rashi holds that Ayin Mutter is potter by Shabbos.